Good morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm Ray Shan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all of our critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture and the connections between them. As always, we have a fun guest and we have the best times talking to folks. This is an interview I've wanted to do for a while. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself so everybody can put your name and your voice together.
Okay. I am Derek Patrick from Woodbine, Maryland. And along with my wife, we own and operate the Sunflowers of Lisbon.
And you can't miss this farm going by on 144 in Lisbon.
No. If you do, then
you're asleep at the wheel or something because, you know, you go out there to get your barbecue and there are the sunflowers. They're beautiful. How many acres of sunflowers do you have?
There's 11 acres of sunflowers.
That's a lot of sunflowers, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now, there's lots of different varieties of sunflowers. How tall are yours?
At that property, they get about 5 to 6 foot tall.
That's pretty tall. I'm about six foot. You know, those are pretty tall sunflowers.
Yeah, they are.
How did you get the inspiration to do this?
I've just always been kind of infatuated with a uniform crop that's beautiful, and nothing is more uniform than a field of all sunflowers blooming at the same time.
I don't know. I'm from the Midwest, and when you see that wheat all uniform blowing in the wind, that's pretty, that just leaves. Woof. But the sunflowers, when they bloom, they're all yellow, and they're just, it's breathtaking. It's just breathtaking.
It really is.
So how big are the heads on these sunflowers?
They're about 4 inches big. We try to keep them smaller in size to try to get a little more time out of them. So the actual weight of too big of a head will tend to cause them to droop faster because obviously more weight is pulling down on it. So we try to go for the smaller style heads to help the customers, give them more of a chance to get out and see them.
Okay. And so is this considered part of agritourism or is this a field product?
We kind of fall under the agritourism because we usually don't, in the past, have not done much with the finished product when we're done letting people walk through the fields.
Okay. Any thoughts about selling those? Do the seeds produce, or the heads produce enough seeds for bird seed?
Yes. Yes, we have thought about selling them to, once they are dead and dried out, to help feed the bird population in our area. Because we have had a lot of people asking questions. What do we do with them? What do you do with this many of them? And how do you go about harvesting them?
Ah, so you're going to have a harvest day and have people come out and get the heads for the birds.
Yes.
I think that sounds like fun. I'll be there. I'll take a few heads for the birds. At the dog kennel there at Mariah Bell, we put seed feeders up. And all the dogs watch the birds, so we'll have to get some heads to put out there, some sunflower heads. So how did you get started in this? How did this idea come to you?
We've had a dairy farm in our family for multiple generations. And when you're in a dairy farm, you just do it the way the person before you has always done it, you know? So I wanted to do something where no one could tell me how to do it, or this is something I was my own boss at. No one's done it before, so no one has an idea to tell me how they would do it, you know?
That can be refreshing.
I just love sunflowers, so.
Do you have plans to put more flowers in as time goes along?
Yes. So this year we actually opened our second location in Fulton, Maryland at Maple Lawn Farm.
Okay.
So we added that as another location, which they bloom during August. We plan them to bloom in August, and then our Lisbon location blooms in September. So we try to get two months out of them to get both ends of the counties involved with our agritourism project.
your location has become the place to have senior pictures taken. And the Raising Connections website, you'll see one of the local photographers, Stacy Markle, who's been taking pictures out at your place, and she's done a great job. And you've given her all kinds of props to work with, old trucks and hay bales and all sorts of things.
Yeah. I mean, this year, my wife, it was her idea. We added private rooms, actually, in the sunflower field. So you can rent a small area that we have cut out. And we put a chain up so no one else can get in there. It's like a 20 by 20 area cut into the sunflower field that if you're doing private photos, we had a few engagements. We've hosted birthday parties where you have your own private area in the middle of the sunflower field where no other paying customers really can get to. So we put in 7 private rooms this year, and it's gone great. And the photographers really love it just because they just love being secluded in their own area where they can get the perfect shot. So
that is such an awesome idea. So what's the floor like in that? Is it tilled over? Is it tarped? Is it just cut down?
It's dirt where there were sunflowers there. We mowed them down multiple times. And after after days and days of people walking all around, the dirt just gets really packed and matted down. So
that would be awesome. So I could come and have a picnic there, and it would be outside of my normal purview.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay. I think we need to order pizza and reserve a room, because that sounds like a hot Friday night to me. That is good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So the agritourism, do you think that your youth and the ability to market and do business differently and the experience you've had growing up on a dairy farm has really culminated in you being able to look at this new business venture differently?
Yes. It all helped shape the way we run this business, you know, so.
So with the room, so that was your wife's idea. Tell me a little bit about her background, how that helps the farm market.
So she is from Harford County, and she grew up on a dairy farm there. And now we live in Mount Airy, and she is a veterinarian at Banfield Animal Hospital. So she
took the farming to the veterinary side.
Yep.
And you stay in the fields?
Field and with the cows.
Okay.
So when she originally got out of school, she was in animal reproduction work.
And that with the cows, with husbandry, with beef cows. Okay.
With dairy and beef cows doing in vitro fertilization work. That's all she did for the first couple years when we were dating. Now she transitioned to small animal work.
There's a big difference between large animal and small animal, and there's a lot of AI and liquid nitrogen involved in that. And now going into a different piece of it, offering something different. I love the idea of the rooms. What are your expansion ideas? What are you looking for?
Expansion ideas are, so next year, this coming May, we're going to have a clover festival and see how that goes. We planted 10 acres of crimson clover at the Maple Lawn location to have a field of clover for everyone to come and take pictures in. So we plan to have a couple weekends for clover festivals, and we'll have a small little patch of sunflowers there to pick from too. And then once the clover's done, we'll go back behind and replant the sunflowers there. So that's one way we're trying to expand our business.
So when I think crimson and clover, I think the song. And I'm sure most people are humming it now. So what, over and over, I think is how the lyric goes. So can you describe to us what variety of clover that you're planting and what this will look like?
So this plant is called a crimson clover plant. And it's going to be a field of maroon, just like someone laid a maroon blanket down on the ground.
So this isn't the cow clover. This isn't the white clover. It's not what we're finding in our yards. Is it?
Nope.
Does it almost look like the thistles, where it's tall
it'll
and
have,
kind of purple?
It'll look like it'll be a plant that grows about 2 foot tall, and at the top it'll have like a 2-inch fuzzy little head on it, and the head will be like 2 inches long, and it'll be bright maroon red.
Oh, it's such a shame that we're not at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, because they call it the crimson and red, and in May, everybody's graduating. So that would be great for graduation pictures at IU. And I bet there's some red and white schools right locally near us. So I bet you're going to be hot for graduations in the fall, in the spring.
That's what we're hoping. We can kind of open. No one's really done this in Maryland at all, so we're trying to see how it goes, you know?
So in May, we need to have you back. So everybody needs to call and get their reservations in now for their spots for photos in May for graduation, right?
Yep.
Okay. Because I hear one of the things that you're having problems with is you're having so many people come that you're almost having to space them out.
Yes, we have. Our past weekend was a very busy weekend, but luckily where we're at, where we rent the property, it's a 100-acre farm, so
keep everybody parked and out of trouble.
Yep, exactly.
Well,
so basically, when they enter, we just tell them you can pretty much go wherever you want on the property, just be safe.
Oh, wow. When we come back, we've got some questions about where you get these ideas and what's next.